You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Vincent Donato. Vincent, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Vincent, we're going to talk about your show at 81 Leonard Gallery. The title of it is Resurface. It's running through April 6th of this year, 2024. And it's a beautiful show, and I want to ask you a little bit about these works and your approach to it. It's the title of the show is Resurface. I'd like to talk about that because the surface of these are really interesting. You're using a number of different materials, right? Is that what the title refers to, Resurface?
Actually, so I've done like a few different like small solo shows, and I've done like some pop-up shows and things like that where I showed like just bodies of work that I would work on for a few months or at most like a year, and just like random things that I would put together, whether it was like works on paper and just the canvases and the sculpture are really like my two main focuses. So pretty much I always titled shows off of just where I was at in my life during those periods of creating, pretty much. So like I often reference back to like at least with titles that I found the recent like title and like the previous title, like from shows during like my life in that period, which complemented the work that I was creating, and it all kind of was like a full circle where it's like just my life and my experiences and what I'm doing on canvas and trying to get related back to like the title and how I feel about the show, pretty much.
And so that title, Resurface, that's about reusing a title or reusing something, you mean?
No, it's pretty much like being grounded again, like in my life where I resurface like a new, not that I'm reborn in some sense, but it's like I'm grounded once again from being in, I guess, almost like a not chaotic state, but where I am in life, you know what I mean? Whether it's like work and things I'm doing with art and stuff like that, just different life situations. So now I feel resurfaced. I feel grounded once again.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I like that. I like that feeling of it's almost kind of one of like rebirth or something, right? Or how we regenerate ourselves, or how each day is always so new or something. There's a recurring motif in a lot of these, and it seems to be something like a flower, right? A rose. Is that something that occurs throughout these works? Am I reading that right?
Yeah, it's all roses, whether it's just one single vertical rose, which I usually represent for like life, and then horizontal, which I did in my earlier years of creating, and now I'm bringing it back into this show and into this new body of work where I'm presenting horizontal roses for, like, a death, which is also, like, another renewal, a rebirth.
So that makes also another kind of angle on the idea of resurface, this kind of birth or life and death going back and forth, right? Is that a big theme in your work, and is that predominant in this one, this kind of life and death theme?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, pretty much when everything that happened in my life, like, where I come from, of, like, working in, like, Manhattan, I did, like, mechanical work in different buildings, and everything that I was around has nothing to do with art. Everything that I was around brought me back to artwork, whether it was the people I met, the places I worked in. So it's like I just felt like all these different, I guess you could say, signs of the universe that kept pointing to one thing, which was art. And everybody that I was meeting, just people just influencing me that had so much knowledge about art. Like, I never went to school about art. I'm a self-taught artist. And, like, everything that I was doing kept presenting myself back to art. And just, like, I just had a lot of things that were going on throughout these, like, years. I guess, like, I'm painting now, taking it seriously, like, 7 or 8 years. So everything that was going on just kept pointing back to. So it was like constant rebirths. I became Vincent Donato. Donato is not my last name. It's my middle name. Roselli is actually my surname. But it's like there was like a lot of things of like just establishing myself in a certain period of time and just referencing back to like a life and death renewal type of process, which I relate back to the artwork. It's like I'm capturing and trying to understand everything that's been presented to me and why and how all these things connect, and it just keeps pointing me back to creating what I'm creating.
And was there, you said signs from the universe kind of pointing you towards this direction. Was there a specific sign that you can remember that maybe encouraged you to alter your name or move in a more direct way? Maybe that would be 8 years ago towards just painting. Is there a story of a time when there was a sign that was particularly potent for you?
At least like during a certain period when I was first learning, basically the way that I learned even about like just fine art and stuff like that, I didn't know nothing. I never, like, even in school, we never had like real art classes. Like, graffiti was my bread and butter since I was a child, and I always like adored like writers from like the 80s and like the 70s, really, like just real graffiti writers. And I always loved like the making of your own mediums, pretty much, like inks and stuff like that. And growing up, like, my parents just let me express myself however I wanted, so like they never like seen anything bad in me writing graffiti. It just, they seen that I had something that I had like a certain creed for, a real like passion for. So when I started painting, it just that everything kind of like pointed to the same thing once again. And like, I kept having like reoccurring dreams of seeing myself fall off of buildings and then stop and then be back at the top. And I always watched it in threes, as if I died three times, but I never really died. So there's like a lot of weird things. Like, I had even like just numbers and things like adding up, like it was just too odd, and I was just like someone to just notice it, and things just kind of like kept pulling itself full circle. So it's like there's a lot of reference to like just me trying to figure out like what it's all about, you know. I'm just trying to create, and just everything keeps pointing me back to the same thing.
And when you're creating, when you're making these works in your studio, you're using not just paint, you're using other materials that are on the floor or around the studio. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so pretty much I stick to the same group of mediums that I found over time. I mostly stick with like just like oil paint, oil stick, pigment stick, raw pigments. I'll use dust from the floor. I'm working in pretty much like a cellar space that's like fifth generation into my family. It was my great grandfather's old like workshop. He was an artist as well, not painting the way that I paint, but he created his own stuff. But I've just always grew up in these spaces. Like, even the anneal steel wire that I use for sculpture, like that's a wire that's just always been like in my life, because I've always been coming into this space, into the, like the shed where like all the work tools are and stuff like that. I was exposed to these similar like materials that I use now. Even a lot of the doilies that I use in my like sculpture work and stuff like that, those are like tablecloths from my great grandmother that she made. And I used to keep them as a kid, and like even writing graffiti, I would make stencils and I would feel guilty about writing and like ruining them. So I would keep them, and like I always adored like antiques. I grew up around a lot of antiques and I kept them, and now all these years later I use them in my sculpture and stuff like that. Like, there's like a lot of things I just found that's always been around me. It just like I had to just start noticing.
So that's kind of a relationship to your family and your family history. You're looking at what you grew up in, the objects, and reusing those objects, it sounds like, right?
Correct.
And to jump into one of them, Peg of My Heart, that's an interesting title. Can you tell me about that painting? Does that have a story?
Yeah, that painting is actually pretty interesting. So that piece I made when my grandmother passed away. So where I come from, I'm, like I said, fifth generation. It's two houses on one property where my mother grew up and my grandmother. I inherited my grandmother's house and my brother's when she passed away and stuff like that. So we've been just staying here. So I've been utilizing all the space. But that painting I made in particular when she passed away, and it's only hung in my brother's room. Nobody else has seen it besides, like, my brothers and my parents and stuff like that. But it hung in my brother's room since my grandmother's passed away. The title, too, is a song that's from, like, I think, like, the 20s that, like, her father used to, like, play and sing to her. So it was a very interesting piece to be chosen for that show, and I was excited that, like, you know, I just never shown it. It's just something that I've been kind of keeping at the houses, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that story. So, I mean, so that story, I mean, really interesting to hear that. That's a painting, a work that's enormously personal to you. It wasn't something you were even thinking of exhibiting, right? It was more of an homage, a memorial.
Yes, absolutely. It's just something that I painted at the time and just always kept just for us, kind of, you know? So when they chose it first, I was kind of blown away and shocked. And it's super hyped that it's in the show for sure.
And you talked a little earlier about, you know, kind of signs from the universe. I read that as sort of synchronicities in a way, things that happen at different times. Is that something that plays a big part in your art?
I'm just trying to express, I guess, my feelings onto canvas. And I have my subject. I know, like, no matter what, it's capturing mortality. No matter what you're capturing, you know what I mean? You're capturing a time. You're capturing your feeling. I'm unable to express it in different depictions of things, you know what I mean? But I found my subject, and I just formed a creed around it, similar to how a graffiti writer finds their hand style and their writer. It's the same thing. I'm doing all the same things I've done as a child. I've just progressed in different, you know, aspects of it. But I have this weird creed to what I'm creating, which is this rose, and I'm just capturing my feelings, you know, whatever I'm feeling at that time or while I'm standing in front of it.
But that's not exactly what you were doing as a child, right? I mean, I understand that. That's a little different than what you were doing as a child. It's a different progression of it, right? You said you were doing what you were doing as a child. What can you tell me more about that? Like, what were you doing as a child that relates to this work or your process now?
Solely sold on what I'm trying to create with this rose. Like, I haven't found another subject that interests me enough to create something. Like, this captures exactly how I feel.
So let's talk more about the rose, because that seems so central to this show, and it sounds central to your work and your expression, right? And almost like, and maybe I'm kind of reaching here a little bit, but similar to you talk about graffiti a lot, and there's often kind of a style to graffiti, right? You have a tag. Is the rose relating to that in some way? That kind of way of having a mark, a tag, or something, or is it something else?
When I first started painting the roses, at least, like, I drew inspiration from, like, a rose bush that we had in our yard, and I loved how it's like you had the rose that was, like, inviting and uninviting. It was dead, but it was alive. Like, I grew this attached. I related to this rose, you know what I mean? How it felt, how it looked. Like, you have the thorns. Like, you give a rose to someone that you love. You give it to a rose of someone that dies. Like, I love this whole push and pull pretty much of the rose, how it could be seen as something that's like detrimental, you know, just like very fragile and stuff like that. Like, I related so much to the rose, the way that I seen it, you know, that I was able to capture it in this way that it felt equally as mortal as me. And like, at times, like, I look at it and I could jokingly say that to some people, it doesn't even look like a rose. You know what I mean? It could just be this little squiggle line, but it's just the way that it's just capturing what I'm trying to present in my emotions. And if you understand and you could see it, like, that's what it's all about, you know?
And your work, I mean, you're, as you say, coming from graffiti, you're a self-taught artist. You haven't gone to art school, which is, you know, we see that more and more. How do you feel about that in relationship to the art world? Now you're in this gallery, and you've been in the gallery before, but that's a very different world, right, than graffiti, the public, and then even the kind of typically self-taught world, right? There's galleries that house self-taught artists, and this is one of them, although they have all kinds of artists there. How do you relate to that? The art world, in a sense, in that way, does it matter to you, or do you feel outside of all of that?
I wouldn't say I feel it's just something very personal, just the way that painting is very personal for me, and it's just that I've realized what I'm creating and the artists that I've learned about and admire, like, it just, you know, there comes a time that, like, I can't be the only eyes to look at these paintings. Like, if they move me so deeply and I can believe in something, you know, I can't be the only person. It's either me and my family that's going to see it, you know what I mean? So I've realized, like, that other people have to see the work, and the impression, I guess, they make on people is mostly what impacts me, you know? It's not really about, like, selling paintings. It's nice to sell paintings. It shocks me, you know what I mean? That people, I understand, because the people that have bought my paintings, like the collectors of mine, understand and admire the work and stuff like that, so I respect it, but it's just, like, it's more that I can't be the only one. I have to show it, and if I'm fortunate enough in my situation to do show, like, not that I never planned to do shows, but it's like I never really planned. Everything just fell into place. It was just something I had to do. You know, like how I was saying, like, the universe, I would have just felt so stupid before, like, when it was presented in front of me. Like, I like that.
Vincent, it's been great talking to you. I want to ask you one more question that's a little off topic. What are you reading at the moment or looking at?
At least for reading, I've actually been reading The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath. I've always liked her poetry. I prefer the book, at least Ariel. I always enjoyed it. She has such a way with words. I feel like she deeply interests me, not by what she's actually talking about, but the way that she talks, like, and writes. You know, there's just something magical about it. Like, I feel like she's sitting in front of me reading it today.
I like that. Vincent, it's been great talking to you. I want to thank you so much for talking with me today and wish you well on your show. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the chat.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.